the first one was around like the concierge, and you show up, it's raining, you're tired, and would the robot concierge pick up on that? I think where we are today, some of that actually is in place. So some of that contextual understanding is there. I think the full spectrum is not quite there. And it's an interesting actually question, because there's a lot of organizations actually looking to actually be able to do that from a full spectrum, like to take in account like the weather and how that impacts people's moods. And this whole field is actually called artificial empathy. And so they're trying to figure out, and for lack of a better word, quantify how empathy would actually work. So what are all the little clues, flags, warning signs, whatever you want to call them, to actually pick up on that, to, do a holistic picture and say, how do we actually do this, right? That if I see a traveler comes in and it is raining and it looks like it's late at night and they want to go somewhere, I want to try and give them the fastest directions. So that piece, I think, we're, like I said, we're partially there, and people are trying to figure out how do we get to the 100% level. And it's actually a difficult thing for us as human beings, because it's so intuitive or intrinsic in just how we behave that when we start trying to think about it, piece it together, there's so many little subtleties that we have to try to recall out and pick up. On the second question around the military, I think the goal for most organizations, most companies, is not to have the AI actually be the decision maker, but be a tool or source of information to provide input for the actual decision maker. I kind of liken the military example to what happens like in emergency rooms, where there's a lot of patients flying around, there's some chaotic moments. A doctor might be trying to juggle 20, 30 patients at the same time, and it's real easy to potentially miss something or something like that. But if you had a little AI system helping the doctors and nurses that was listening in, might prompt the healthcare staff to ask certain questions, or is looking at symptoms or symptoms that's not being displayed, to help provide a deeper level of information that then the doctor can use to help make a diagnosis, potential treatment. I think it's this, much the same way in like military situations, that to actually provide the military folks, the decision makers in particular, a more robust set of information to help them hopefully make the best decision possible with the knowledge at hand.